So, what do you think of the new mayor of Oakland and then the new president of the city council?
Well, there's a lot of excitement going on with Libby Schaff. I think she has the potential to be a really good mayor. She's well liked by a broad spectrum of people in Oakland, so she has a lot of support, and she's a pretty smart woman. I thought the election of the council president was somewhat disappointing. We've been writing over the past month about Lynette Gibson McElhenney and her many legal and ethical transgressions. And so we were surprised that she was elected council president on Monday.
Can we get into some of those ethical transgressions that you guys were
Sure.
reporting? I know that in the cover story in the December 17th East Bay Express, you were going into a lot of detail because she's been working with nonprofits that have been subsidizing for-profits in some ways. Could you talk about that a little bit more?
Right. It was an investigation that reporters Darwin Bond Graham and Ollie Winston had been working on for a number of months. And it finally came together in late November, early December. And basically what they discovered is that Gibson McElhenney, who for years has been publicly talking about the dangers of gentrification, the dangers of displacement in Oakland, had been at the same time using her nonprofit organization to engage in house flipping deals in Oakland. She fully admitted doing so, but she justified it by saying, well, we use the profits to forward our current mission of providing homes for veterans in Richmond.
So can you tell me a little bit more about that? I mean, housing obviously throughout the Bay Area is a really huge concern in San Francisco, in Oakland, and elsewhere because the prices are just going so high. And so I think that it seems that investors going into the marketplace and being able to maybe take on properties that people who have trouble putting together down payments can't compete with, that ends up being a big issue in Oakland. And so what she did then is she provided some seed money or
Through
some down
her,
payment money.
yes, through her nonprofit, she engaged in these investments. That's how they portrayed them, as saying, okay, we're going to loan money to this real estate developer who's then going to go and try to find properties that they can buy cheap and then quickly turn around for a big profit. One home they bought in North Oakland for $400,000 and then a year later sold it for more than $800,000. So these are big profits to be made in the hot housing market.
And that's
And
a group called Nakatoma Acquisitions,
right.
LLC.
And so, the issue with that is that, well, when you turn for profit, that houses like that in any city, it impacts prices overall. And so it becomes more and more difficult for middle class and low income folks to own their own home.
So if she was doing this in, something of her previous life before she really got involved with the Oakland City Council, which was in 2012, I think.
Yes. Well, she's still executive director of the nonprofit. So the council member's job in Oakland is considered part-time. So it's not uncommon for council members to have two jobs, essentially, a council member and then another job. And so her other job is executive director of the nonprofit. Prior to 2012, prior to being elected, she was that was a full-time job. Now, as we understand it, that's a part-time job with the nonprofit.
And a pretty well-paying job, I think, when it was full-time, especially.
Yes, well over $100,000 a year.
And that nonprofit you're talking about it was called Richmond Neighborhood Housing Services and is now East Bay.
Neighborhood Housing Services, yes.
So your article came out in on December 17th in the East Bay Express, and then it was shortly after that, a few weeks later, 3 weeks later, when she was elected by the rest of the council as president. And do you think that they knew about these possible transgressions or the work that she had done with the housing services?
I don't think that they knew about that. But what we've subsequently learned in reporting is that by December 17th, council members had already decided that they were going to elect her.
Why?
I think at the end of the day, it was because none of the other council members thought they had could have the votes or put together the votes to get the presidency. And so she had those votes. And so, so it was going to be, it would be the council members have to change their minds at that point and vote in someone else. But what also made the election on Monday surprising was that last week we had another story by Darwin Bond Graham and Ollie Winston showing that she hadn't paid her campaign finance reports, hadn't, excuse me, filed her campaign finance reports. They were overdue by 6 months. as of today, she still hasn't filed them.
And so City Council President Lynette Gibson McElhinney, in addition to that, you found that she owed the federal government a lot of tax money from quite a while ago and hadn't even paid it to this date.
Right. She owes more than $150,000 in federal tax, back taxes. And her husband also owes quite a bit in state taxes. So they have close to $200,000 in unpaid tax bills.
So there's all these different issues of the new incoming city council president for Oakland. And it's all against the backdrop, I found interesting, that you had written about of Measure CC being passed in Oakland. So tell me how these relate.
Well, Measure CC was a public ethics strengthening measure in Oakland. Oakland has had for a number of years a public ethics commission, but it's been repeatedly criticized by numerous different good government groups and also by the Alameda County Grand Jury because it has no real teeth, no real power to enforce ethics violations in Oakland. Measure CC changed that. So now, starting in July 1st, the Public Ethics Commission is going to have more staff and more power to enforce ethics regulations and laws in the city. And along with that, there was a message from voters. It overwhelmingly was approved with 74% of the vote that folks in Oakland want more ethics in public government. And within a matter of weeks, the city council decided to elect as its president someone who has serious ethical issues.
Now, is it unethical what she's done with Richmond Neighborhood Housing Services and with the taxes? Could it be something that just, could happen to anybody that passed by? Or is it just is it bad form, or is it somebody who seems to be an unethical leader?
Well, the failure to file a campaign finance report is an ethical and legal violation. I mean, it's against the law. I mean, you have to file them, and she still hasn't filed them. Not paying your taxes is also against the law. In terms of ethics, it comes down to this question of, as a public official, as president of city council, as someone who will oversee a $1 billion taxpayer budget, deciding how to spend taxpayer money, is a person who hasn't paid her own taxes.